I agree. I think the fundamental is if you are being abused, you can't be at your best because you're worried about other things and perceptions that are coming at you. There's an old saying, sunshine's the best disinfectant. What are your thoughts on getting body cameras onto referees just to reduce the verbal abuse and actual assaults? Just the fact that you won't have to drag the referee through a tribunal where it's he said and you go back and forth. You've actually got some hard evidence. Is it too far?
Well, I saw the outcome of the IFAB meeting yesterday where it was agreed or raised in principle that there might be some sort of trial, which I think, you know, has probably been a long time coming. I don't see why we can't trial it. I do think there are still significant legal and ethical issues that need to be considered. You know, for example, we're talking about tribunals within football there. Fine. Okay, I can see how that would be really useful because it would get rid of the he said, she said, they said, you know, argument. It would be more factual. But then, you know, if there's a serious physical assault, can that footage be used to prosecute someone? Do people have to give their consent? And does it have to be done on each individual basis? Or does it have to be done on a team basis or a league basis or a county FA basis or a national FA basis? How would that work? We've got to think about GDPR. So how would the footage be used? You know, how anonymity be assured if that footage, you know, is just being used for, you know, within the game for tribunal purposes, or, you know, it could be used for training purposes for referees. But then do we then have to get consent and assent from all the participants again? What about the people that are watching on the side of the pitch? They might be in shot at some point, you know, have they given consent? So I think on the basis of it, I can absolutely see potential benefits of having that ability to record incidents and things like that. And I can see it would be a deterrent. But even within the police, when they started using body cams, there were issues that they had to work out. And so I don't think it would be something that would happen instantly and would instantly necessarily reduce abuse. I think we would have to trial it really carefully. We'd have to measure that, you know, how it's used, how it's implemented, and probably trial it in a number of different ways. How it's used, does the referee push the record button? Is it always recording? Again, the ethical issues come into play there. So I think I can see the benefit, absolutely, and I'm all for any other deterrent, you know, that might reduce abuse towards officials. If it will, then I would absolutely be supportive. I think we need to be careful about how it's introduced and how we use it. And I think that's something which probably the lawmakers have been wary about up to now. And I think the trials will be really important in terms of how it's implemented and how it's used. And also the protocols around the use of body cams and the video footage, that would be really important as well, I think.
Excellent. I agree with you. I think they have to try it now. And I think even like CCTV camera, at least it acts as some sort of deterrent where people, it will give some people some pause that their actions may be captured. But as usual, these things get wrapped up in legal. Really interested in cultural differences.